She is going to Missouri S&T to play volleyball to study engineering management, and she's a Dream Team member for the first time. It's Avery Reed of St. Genevieve Volleyball. Avery, congratulations.
Thank you.
You had an outstanding year, 427 kills, according to your coach, and so many good things happening for St. Gen Volleyball this year. Kind of take us through the season and kind of what you're most proud of that you were able to accomplish this year.
Well, we started the season, and a lot of people didn't really expect us to be a, I guess, higher-level team because of losing so many seniors last year. So we pulled about four sophomores up, so we were just didn't really know what to expect going into the season because we had such a young team, and we actually ended up doing really well. We won districts, and that was one of our main goals for the season. It's a lot of teams' goals, but we really wanted to be back-to-back district champs, and nobody really expected us to because we were such a young team. But so that was one of our biggest accomplishments in the season.
Yeah, I mean, did some digging and history-wise, and your team was the first team to go to back-to-back state tournaments since 1992-1993, so that's going a ways back. I'm guessing you probably weren't even born at that time. What about that accomplishment? Kind of, do you think about that kind of amazes you?
I mean, when you think about it, it's actually a really long time, and just the fact that nobody thought we would do it this year really surprised everyone, and so that was really cool to do that.
Drew Lolliman-Deer, you and I, when we were talking earlier about your signing at Missouri S&T, you talked about her being a great friend and a great teammate, and you look at the numbers for her, and she had a fantastic senior year as well. Take us through what it's been like to be by her side for most of your volleyball playing career.
Well, we started playing volleyball together in fourth grade, and we've played school and club together ever since then. So we've really, like, developed chemistry, I guess. She always knows where I'm going to be when she's setting, and I always know where her sets are going to be. So that's been really cool to get to play with her every single year. And yeah, it's just, we've always been really, really close friends too. So that's made it even better.
I imagine that the middle hitter and setter have to be in sync on every single play. And, you know, that takes a lot of practice. But it also, I guess, takes a bond that goes back a ways. So if you wouldn't mind, just kind of dive a little bit more into that relationship with Drew and how she's been able to help you.
Well, like I said, we've been playing together for, I guess it's been 9 or 10 years. And we started off, and my mom was our coach, and I guess she saw that she'd be a good setter, and obviously I'd be a middle, I guess. So we've always been practicing together, and the only year we didn't play together was eighth grade, I guess, because I moved to St. Jen early. So that year that was kind of a rough year in volleyball because that was the first year I didn't have her as a setter. So her coming back to St. Jen was great because then we got to play together again. And so, yeah, it's just really, she helps me break the school record, and I guess I helped her break the school record. So that was really cool.
Yeah, y'all broke the school record for most kills in a season, or you did, and then she broke the record for most assists. So definitely a deadly combination between you and Drew Lolliman-Deer. This Dream Team Award goes out to not only just what you do on the volleyball court, but also it goes to what you do in the classroom. And again, you're going to go to Missouri S&T. You're going to major in engineering management. So obviously, you know what it's like to kind of grind out your studies. What about your academic achievements are you most proud of?
I've been in the top 10% of my class every year so far throughout high school, and I've always been on the A honor roll, so that's been, I guess, I'm really proud of that. And then I did choose Missouri S&T, like, not only for volleyball, but it is a really good academic school. Like, when I graduate, I'll have a lot of opportunities, especially being a girl coming from there, so I was really happy to get to play there because of academics and volleyball.
All right, let's look at some people that have helped you along the way get to this point in your life. Obviously, your head coach, Jessica Hess, has played a major role in that, but kind of fill us in as to what exactly, you know, her being the coach has helped you out throughout your volleyball playing career and some other influences for you.
Yeah, she's helped me. She pulled me up on varsity as a sophomore, so I think getting to experience that younger really helped me. And then especially my mom, like I said, she's taught me almost everything I know. She's been my club coach since I was in fourth grade, and so she's taught me about everything. And then Drew, again, I couldn't have done it without her. And then just my family and my friends just for being there and supporting me and cheering me on. So.
Well, you've certainly had a heck of a 2017, being able to sign at a university and be able to play volleyball and study what you desire most. So I don't really know if there's anything else that you would probably like to accomplish this year. I'm sure you've probably in a good spot right now, huh?
Yeah, I'm excited. Basketball just started, so I'm excited to see what that brings for our team.
That's right. You got basketball too, so don't get hurt, okay? We don't want to hear about that. All right, Avery. Congratulations again on a Dream Team Award.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. And thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.